Folks, this is Matt from the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
ShiningWizards.com.
Do you remember the days when Dynamite Kid could walk? Me too. Relive those fun memories at Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment. Sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Yo, what's up, kids? Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you very much. The Turnbuckle Throwbacks, really appreciate that. But there's more ways you could support us and help us out. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a review. The more reviews we get, the better we get as a crew. More listeners means more fun, means more stuff to do, right? Simple as that. Go to rantemradio.com, go to shiningwizardsnetwork.com, and go to turnbucklethrowbacks.com and get all of our other content, back content, other shows that we support. It's all there. Go get it. It's all for you. You want to buy a t-shirt? Please buy a t-shirt. It supports us. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbucklethrowbacks and get one of four designs. You won't be disappointed. They're pretty fresh to death. More importantly, thank you so much for supporting Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We appreciate it. We love you all. Peace out.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm going to end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Woo! Yeah!
Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master, the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion and WWE Hall of Famer. And you, monkeys, well, you're listening to Rhea and Choppy on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bang!
Five.
Cool. The '90s. Gotta love the Come As You Are. Oh no, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah, exactly.
Nirvana, my goodness.
Nah. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah!
As always, your gracious host, the ever so popular man of the hour, Tower of Power, too sweet to be sour.
Ooh, stop.
Stop it. The impact player, Mr. Philip G. Rea, and I'm joined by...
the one and only, the resident asshole face, Choppy.
And we are live...
Live
on Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media, Be The Spot.
Good God.
Mandigo just said, forgot about this team. How'd they get the rights? Well, you know, WCW had his way.
Because they changed the tune, they changed the tune of the song. When you listen to the opening chorus, it's a different chord.
Correct.
It's the same rhythm, but same different chords.
A different guitar riff, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. It is Friday.
No disrespect to the Mandingo, but fuck the Yankees. Uh-huh. I'm joking.
Listen, they weren't even supposed to be there, so.
Well, you know what? God bless them. Whatever. I mean, they haven't been in, what, in contention for the World Series in how long?
They won, the last time they won was, I think, was 09.
Jesus Christ, almost 10 years.
And Rob and Elaine got me, it's on the shelf now, but they got me Reggie Jackson bobblehead.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, man. So, shout out to them. Shout out to everybody. Chat room is hopping.
How many people we got in there? I can't even tell now.
It's several. It's several.
Wow. This is fucking gorgeous. I like this thing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, what's going on, kid?
Nothing much. Just pretty much all week in Rockland County in this beautiful town called Tappan, New York.
Is that Westchester?
No.
Rockland County?
It's right next to Westchester, though.
Holy shit, that's classy.
Yeah, very rigorous.
That's it.
That's it and shit.
That's it. I spent, I was in fire department hell on Wednesday.
Oh, dude, how'd it go?
It went well. Just, that building is fucking, is like...
A maze?
It's not a, it is a maze, but it's like Fort Knox to get in there. It's like, you gotta have like, you know, it's a scene, I can tell you that.
Did they check your blood type? Did they get the hair follicles? They get all that DNA for you?
So I had to take a piss test, right?
Oof.
So the lieutenant is in the room with me and he gives me the whole, they open the box, they give me the fucking, the two tubes and the cup to piss in. So he was like, listen, Mr. Rea, you're gonna have to, you know, pee in the cup, and then I want you to pour up to these two lines in these two cups. I was like, yeah, I'll do that, whatever. So now I'm getting myself ready to go. This dude walks over to the end of the room. Let me put some music on for you. I was like, what?
Say what?
Who and a what now? I said, let me... I was like, what?
What, he's trying to set the mood for you?
Yeah, I thought I was going to reach around. I'm like, it's 6:45 in the morning. It's too early for this. It's way too early for this. So he meant running water. Like, it helps people pee, apparently.
Gotcha.
I could pee anyway. I'm not one of these. I don't have stage fright. There was one kid in there who did have stage fright. He couldn't go to the bathroom.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he could just couldn't go with somebody else in the room. Like, how do you go in public then? How do you go in public urinals? You probably don't. But
I actually have a problem with going to urinals, but if I just go to a toilet, I'm good to go in public restrooms.
Like in the stall.
In the stall, yeah.
So you can't go on the wall.
No, because if I have someone right next to me, I can't.
You can't do it?
It's weird.
See, that's weird because I could fucking pee anywhere. I could pee anywhere.
I could take a shit anywhere. But peeing is tough.
I guess for some people it is. I don't know.
Dude, do me a favor. Can you lower my headphones? It's like...
Yeah.
That sounds majestic.
Is that good?
That sounds... Yeah, that's good.
All right. Because now I'm only coming out of one ear.
Oh, me too.
What the fuck is going on?
Oh, shit.
How about now? How about now? Is that good?
That's good.
That's better.
Oh, shit. Now it's really good.
Holy shit.
Oh, stop it, you. You're so...
Might be a short.
You're super.
Anyway.
Anywho.
All right. So, yeah, so that's been my week. And today we're just trying to get everything. We're still moving. We're almost done.
God bless.
One more day, I think it's, and we're done. We have to find room for a lot of this shit. So
you'll be fine. You got tons of room in here. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, I'm good, man. My whole life is in this room right now. Like, you know, basically, you know, I'm not as scattered as they are. They have shit everywhere, as you can tell. I'm like, sort of, not a pack rat, but I kind of kept my shit in one spot, so even if it's piled up and messy, I know where it is.
Correct.
You know? So, either way. Alright, so let's, what were you gonna say?
Oh, no, I was just gonna say that, what do you call it? Well, I would've been here a lot earlier than expected. I was actually finished with work, with what I had to do at work at, like, I would say 11 o'clock in the morning, and then no one fucking showed up until... The trucks didn't show up until fucking 5:30 in the afternoon. I was like, fuck my life. I could have been out of here a lot. I could have got paid for 10 hours.
At 11 o'clock in the morning.
At 11 o'clock in the morning. I was so fucking annoyed.
Well, while you were doing that, I was manually laboring, cleaning out rooms.
Jesus Christ.
We brought cleaning people in, too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, somebody cleaned the kitchen. They cleaned the bathrooms. It's like, because, you know, you have to... make it presentable for the new people who bought the house.
I guarantee, but I'll tell you right now, I guarantee you, the people that bought the house are going to remodel the whole thing.
Dude, that kitchen is cleaner now than it was when we first fucking bought the house.
Good. Awesome.
I couldn't believe it. So, anyway.
Want to hit the wrestling?
Well, let's get some network stuff out of the way first.
Let's do it.
So, here's some programming notes. This week and next week, you're getting 2 episodes of Monday Nitro.
Yes. I have next week, I probably won't be here because I'm going to Boston.
You're going to Boston?
Yeah.
Okay.
Massachusetts. I'll see if I can get you a replacement.
All right, that's fine. All right, do that.
I would definitely get you somebody.
Okay, that's fine. You going on vacation or?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you. We're going to Salem, Massachusetts with the.
Oh, so you're not going to Boston. You're going to Salem.
But we're going to hit a Boston on the way over there too.
Oh, okay. Because you're going to go because Salem's west.
Yes, correct. Going to go check out the witches over there.
Yeah.
Might even see Sabrina and her aunts.
Heyo. Okay. Let me see. Here's my soundboard.
Okay, terrific.
Wait, thank you, Mr. Here, Johnny.
There we go. All right, so this week and next week, getting Monday Nitro.
Correct.
And then when Choppy gets back from his fucking expedition, we're going to do Halloween Havoc 97.
Yeah.
And that'll be our Halloween special. Because it's like 3 days before Halloween, 4 days before Halloween. Halloween's on a Tuesday this year, which is whack.
What the fuck is up with Halloween this year?
November is a very, very interesting month for Turnbuckle Throwbacks, and, and I'll tell you why. One, we're doing the 20th anniversary retrospective of the...
War Games.
No. The Montreal Screwjob.
Yes, that's right.
We're probably doing whatever pay-per-view WCW had in 97 for November. I don't even know. I'll look it up.
Have one?
Yeah, of course they did.
That's right. They had one for every month now at that point.
Yeah, at that point they did. And then, of course, now November 17th, you weren't getting us anyway. Because November 17th is Wifey's birthday. So November 17th, I will be... one of three things is going to happen. You're going to either get a filatorial... You're going to get either me and Choppy pre-recorded doing something else, which that might even happen.
Yeah.
Or three, you might just get us the next day as an episode, which would be the round table with Double A and Tony C, who's doing War Games. So we are the pre and post show for NXT.
Yeah.
So we might just give you the round table as an episode.
Good idea.
And then we'll, whatever it is. So.
What do you call it? Bandigo just said, listen to Sam Roberts last week, and Brett talked about the screw job a ton.
Well, it's a pretty sick. 97 is a significant year in pro wrestling, and I think we've done a ton of 1997 this year.
A lot of shit happened in 97.
A lot of shit happened. A lot of deaths happened.
If you think about it, just think about it this for a second. In 97, you still had the NWO running wild in WCW. You had Barely Legal starting up.
In April.
April.
We did that.
And then you had Austin pretty much breaking his fucking neck and then reinventing his character a little bit more to, instead of wrestling.
SummerSlam.
Instead of wrestling a lot more, he did more, more segments.
He did more shtick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what sold the crowd on him. It was just his talking ability. He was great.
And we had the first Hell in a Cell.
And the Hell in a Cell.
Debut of Kane.
More superstars, new superstars coming in.
Yeah, it was a good time to be a wrestling fan. We have a ton of stuff coming up between now and Christmas. Of course, the Christmas party will be Starrcade this year, as always.
Aha!
And we just got a ton of stuff going on, man. It's gonna be the haps. So keep it locked to the rant. Keep it locked to Turnbuckle Throwbacks and the Shining Wizards Network, and you'll have all your eggs in a basket. All your ducks in a row. Yeah. I don't know how many fucking cliches I could come up with. I'm so fucking tired, dude. I did this room this morning at 8 a.m. for 2 hours. And then at 11 a.m. I went over to the old place to unload the other shit. Was there till 7 at night. Then I never drive. I had to drive home.
Okay.
So that was a fucking... I hate Staten Island traffic, man. I sat... It wasn't even like I was moving, but it was so slow. Like, it took me almost a half hour to get here. And I'm only 7 miles away from where I was, you know?
Without traffic, you know how long it takes me from my house to here, about 20 minutes.
No traffic.
No traffic. Without, it's just about 15, 20 minutes.
And you take, and not that you take a long way, but you take a different route than we do.
I take pretty much, if you're, if you want to do this, which is, I don't think,
but it's no, easier. But you do, you basically, I take if I map it in my head right, you basically parallel us.
Yes.
What we do and what you do.
Do you take Richmond Ave all the way down?
No. No, neither do you, though.
No, I take Manor Road.
You take Manor Road.
Which is like the easiest way to get there.
I take Richmond, I take Woolley to Richmond Hill Road to Cologne.
Oh, that's smart. That's actually a really good way to...
But that fucking traffic,
but
though.
But the thing is, you're fucking up because Woolley, Richmond, Forest Hill, Woolley Avenue...
It's 3 miles.
It's a shit show.
It's a shit show now during fucking rush hour.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. So I'm sorry with locally talking about traffic.
Sorry, guys.
it's our hell living in New York, living on the Outer Borough.
The Forgotten Borough.
The Forgotten Borough.
By the way, speaking of the Forgotten Island, do you know where they're shooting the Irishman movie? With apparently De Niro and Pacino were on the island.
So it's everybody in Goodfellas and Pacino.
Pretty much, and Pesci's in there, yeah.
Right.
It's going to be a happening in Staten Island, apparently.
It's going to be the Haps. Keep it locked.
Fucking Scorsese.
Guy's a genius, dude.
Fuck him.
Guy's a genius. I'm sorry. The guy is, he might be one of those...
he's a prick, dude.
He probably is in real life, but he's... most. But you know what, dude? Most geniuses are assholes.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay, terrific.
You know what he wants people to call him on set? Did I ever tell you this?
Mr. Scorsese?
No.
Copy. Daddy?
MS.
MS, like multiple sclerosis?
Yes! What a dick! What a dick! Oh my god. Ooh.
And thank god, man, Junior came through. My keyboard's wireless and it was dead.
No.
I'm sitting there banging the fucking keyboard. Like, what happened? It's broken. 15 minutes to showtime. So he got me a USB. I was like, ah. Plug that shit in.
By the way, the kid is in thrill.
The kid has been home since 3 p.m.
And he's been playing WWE.
He was by himself for 4 hours today. He got his own little key to let himself in. He's getting a cell phone probably next week.
Holy shit.
Right? And he was... He was yucking it up on PlayStation Network, I'm sure, with Rob, because my phone kept going. See, what he doesn't know is that when he has a conversation on PlayStation Network...
You know about it.
I get the messages because it's in my account, so I can monitor what he's doing, you know? So I'm watching him while I'm moving, yucking it up with Rob, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our boy Rob from Thumbstick Ninjas is in the chat room right now. And...
Pastor's in the house.
Pastor Sadell is in the building. Let me give him a Jesus.
Jesus!
Oh, I forgot to say hi to Shaylin. She's also in the house, too.
Oh.
Hello, gorgeous.
There it is.
All right. So, he was so excited. This morning I woke, he didn't want to get up for school. I'm like, today's the big day. He's like, what do you mean it's a big day? I don't want to go to school. I'm like, today's the big day you get your game, dude. He was like, So he's gonna come in here in a few minutes and give us his review.
Oh, dude! When I walked in, he was playing as Rick Martel, yep, against HBK.
I got the what do you call it right here?
The cover.
Yeah. And it looks good. Looks really good.
I can't wait to get my Nintendo Switch and get that fucking game for the Switch.
You gonna get it for the Switch?
I am. You want to know why?
I'm gonna get Mario when I get the Switch.
You know what my brother told me? He bought NBA 2K18, and he says it looks exactly like the PS4.
Does it?
Yes. It looks great. I want to get it.
That's dope.
Why am I losing?
I have no idea what the fuck's going on
with us. Oh, here, now it's back again. Now it's back to normal. Fucking God.
It wouldn't be Turbical Throwbacks. It wasn't a fuck-up in the audio.
Oh, dear Lord. Terrific.
Okay, terrific.
All right, so before Junior gives us his review, let's get some wrestling talk in there.
Yeah.
So did Neville leave?
It has not been confirmed. What's been confirmed so far is that he was upset. The same thing that happened when Austin Aries, it's the same gripe. He's pretty much upset that his match was not included in the DVD for WrestleMania. because he lost a lot of revenue from that.
Right.
That's one thing. Another thing is he was extremely displeased with the t-shirt idea that the marketing came up for him. It says it's like one of the ugliest I haven't seen what the t-shirt looks like.
Me neither.
I heard it's a shit show, apparently.
All right. As of October 13th, it says sources confirmed that he walked out of Monday's Raw in Indianapolis before the show hit the air.
Yep.
The plan initially was for Neville to lose the WWE Championship to Enzo in a non-title Lumberjack main event match.
Enzo. Yeah.
The match would end up having Enzo drop the title to Kalisto instead. The Observer reports that Neville walked out when he learned of his fate. And last minute decision was made by Vince.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, you have all this build up, and then it's like, oh, they just inserted Kalisto into the storyline.
Right.
And kind of just put Neville on the back burner. I'm like, dude, the guy, you pretty much did a double turn with Enzo and Neville. Now, Enzo's the heel, Neville's the face, and, like, what's going on? What's up with these storylines, dude?
You know, putting the belt on Enzo and giving him the heat, I thought was a good idea.
Yeah, it's a fantastic idea, but I would like to see the chase. I wanted to see Neville see if Neville could beat him for the belt.
Correct. You know? Correct.
I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. Stuff's going on here.
Yeah, my mom just texted me about the picture I sent of the kid.
Yeah, the kid's like 2 months old going on fucking 2 years old.
Jesus Christ.
The size of his head, man. Poor kid.
Yeah, he's a smart kid.
Well, yeah, he's a smart kid. He has to be.
He looks like a pop figure.
Yeah, he's like a bobblehead.
Yeah, man, I was really digging Neville's title reign as Cruiserweight Champion. And now that he was a phase, I wanted to see him chase after the title against Enzo.
Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah.
And then apparently the Bullet Club, you know, being the Bullet Club, tweeted, you know, some, I think it was Marty Scurll tweeted a picture of him saying, hey, you know, I'm looking for a tag team partner to go for the junior heavyweight tag team titles in New Japan.
Make Neville part of the Bullet Club.
Could you imagine?
It's could happen. He's going to do a Drew McIntyre and Galloway. He's going to go on the indies and, you know, make his money.
Which is smart, because he made a lot of money with WWE, and then if he goes on to the indies, he'll make even more.
He was dope in Japan. As Pac.
As Pac, yeah.
Yeah, he was dope. So.
We'll see what happens.
I
hope he stays.
You know what? Yeah, he might have did it in Austin, he'll come back, you know, take his ball and go home, and then either somebody in the back will talk him down, or he'll just come to his senses and be like, you know what, maybe I should just come back, and, you know.
You want to know something? A lot of guys are very afraid of losing their job in WWE, and they should not be. It should not be like that, dude. Look what happened with McIntyre. He left. He was really low card. He was really like he was on main event and superstars almost every single week. He was never on Raw, hardly ever.
Right.
And if he was still jobbing out to people. And he reinvented himself in the indies, in TNA. And then he came back, and he's fresh. He's a fresh new star, new face, and he's the NXT champion. And the same thing could be said about Jinder Mahal. What does it say?
I don't know. You get
the chat. Is Yanniest a word? You know, preachers make up words all the time, LOL.
When a preacher gives a sermon, he could say basically whatever he wants, and it'll sell.
Yeah.
You know? Like, my pastor can sell soul to a slug. You know, that dude is just like, he's money, my pastor. When he talks, it's like, he's a Midwestern guy, so he's deep-rooted. You know, mm-hmm. He's a family guy, so you could tell. And if you watch Pastor Sadell on YouTube, you know, after his services, you know, there's a certain demeanor these guys have to have. It's almost like being a wrestler. They have to sell.
They have to be very charismatic.
And they have to sell it.
Yeah.
And you have to have a group of people that are going to buy it, you know? You're preaching the word, man, you know?
Going back, what do you call it? A lot of these guys, even Jinder Mahal, was a guy who was not used, and look what happened to him. He's WWE champion.
You know, I want to say that I want to disagree with you where they should, not that they should be afraid of losing their job, but they should be afraid of losing their spot. Like, you don't want to be like the Zack Ryder who wins the U.S. Championship because he was on the internet. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, and then just being this tag team that goes nowhere. Or just guys like Brian Myers or...
I feel bad for Brian Myers.
Or guys like Bo Dallas. Like, well, he's in a Miztourage, but it's like, that dude should be something else. Like, you know what I mean? He's a fucking third-generation guy, you know? Curtis Axel, third-generation guy, another third-generation guy. These guys should be something more. And maybe it's because of their limitations, but...
They're not very limited. They're very good wrestlers.
So, well, it depends on who you talk to, but these guys should be, you know, worried about their spot. Because they're going to get a paycheck if they're on the roster. You know, it's all about getting that spot. It's all about getting the spot and selling your merch now. Because you're not putting asses in the seats. No one's going to these matches anymore.
You know what's? You know what I think? I think it's pretty much over for Curtis Axel. And I think I think the only thing they should do with Curtis Axel is just make him train guys in the Performance Center. Because look what he did. He helped with the Rock, with the Rock's training for John Cena, and I think he'd be great for the Performance Center. Now, a guy like Bo Dallas, he's only 27 years old. I think he should leave the company, reinvent himself, and come back. He can still come back. He's still very young. Even that gimmick where he was like inspirational and
this is like his third repackaging.
Exactly.
And if he's under 30 years old, that's either it's him, his limitations, or it's just, you know, like the old saying goes, creative has nothing for you.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know where the disconnect is. I really don't know.
I think he's a good talent. I think he's very good. I mean, he, like you said yourself, he's a fucking Rotundo.
He's a third generation
guy.
He's
a Rotundo and a Wyndham. Come on.
Dude, you're preaching to the choir, man.
How is it that his brother is given so much praise, but yet, like, this guy, you're the brother of Bray Wyatt. You should be much bigger than the card than anything else, but whatever. We'll see what happens. Things can change. But I agree, you guys should not be afraid of, you know, they should be afraid of somebody else taking their spot, but they should not be walking on eggshells backs. They should be taking chances to see if they can get over with the crowd.
We'll stick with WWE for a second. Jimmy Jacobs got fired.
Yeah, that's fucked up, dude.
For taking a picture with the Bullet Club.
Jesus Christ, man.
So my son's happy. The Zombie Princess is back. He loves Jimmy Jacobs.
You know what? He's not a bad... He's a pretty good worker. You know what my thing is that he's a very tiny guy.
Yeah.
Pastor Still says that he was a great... Bo Dallas was great in NXT. He was.
He was good in NXT.
And then Mandingo said, put him in the Wyatt. Put him with Wyatt, I guess.
Yeah, Bray's been by himself.
Yeah, apparently Bray's going to be doing the Mrs. Doubtfire thing and...
So he is Sister Abigail?
I think he's Sister Abigail.
No, that's corny.
It's speaking of the Wyatt family, did you see SmackDown?
They repackaged Harper and Rowan.
What the fuck was that?
The Bludgeon Brothers?
The Bludgeon Brothers?
I don't care. I want to... If they're a tag team, the Usos talking about their penitentiary, you better like put that on the side, son, because if those dudes get angry... You got them. You got Benjamin and Gable. You got the Breezangos. You got the New Day, and you got what's the other team? The Ascension. All of a sudden, SmackDown's tag team division just
is on fire.
Is on fire, and I love it. We just talked about those guys getting repackaged, right?
We did.
Someone's listening to our podcast.
They are. They listen to us, dude.
Someone's listening to us because we just said that they need to repackage those dudes.
Drew, when I saw that promo between Eric Rowan and Luke Harper, I was like, Luke Harper looks like fucking John Nord, the Berserker.
Huss. No, I said, and I paused it, I said, didn't I just say, I yelled it out, no, I yelled at the cat, I'm like, didn't I just say this? And the cat looked at me like, I don't know, dude.
I don't know, I mean, did it seem a little hokey to you, though?
No.
I thought it was a little hokey.
Not for them.
With the fake hammer, like sledgehammers? What are they, Thor?
Dude, it's a character. I like characters. I like something different.
I think
let's see him in the ring.
I think they're badass. In the ring, they're fucking they're great in the ring. I love them.
And that's gonna listen. They need big guys. So
could you imagine Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin against those two. Oh my fucking god!
Them, the Usos, the New Day. It's gonna be sad.
I can't wait
when these guys start kicking people's teeth in. You know,
and they better start pulling the trigger on Harper a lot sooner than that than later, because that guy can fucking go, man. I've seen matches with him in the Indies where him and Michael Elgin tore it up, dude. There, he's money as a singles guy too. I mean, he's won the Intercontinental title, and he's been NXT Tag Team Champion, and he's been the SmackDown Tag Team Champion as well, with Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt. So this guy is money. I don't care what anyone says.
So they'll repackage these guys as Neanderthals. I have zero problems with
it. I think in the ring they're going to be great no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter what they look like.
Exactly.
So they're going to kick some ass, which is cool. What's up?
Pastor Sadell says that Bray Wyatt is going to be called Madea Wyatt.
I think Madea has a Halloween movie coming out.
Yeah, she has another shitty movie. Fucking Tyler Perry. Fuck him.
Tyler Perry, that's it.
That's it and shit.
Howdy doody.
Yeah, more like duties than anything else. Fucking Tyler Perry.
Wow, we got a mess here. Look at this barbecue.
Mandingo calls the Rowan and Harper tag team the Hammer Brothers from the Super Mario Brothers.
There you go.
What else?
I got the results from the first night of Global Wars.
Already?
It started last night.
Damn, that was fast. I didn't know they started.
Deonna Purrazzo defeated Sumi Siaki. The Japanese chick. Sumi, yeah.
I thought you said Sunny Siaki.
No, like, Sumi Siaki. Oh, Sumi Siaki.
I thought you said Sunny Siaki. Okay.
The dogs beat Coast to Coast. Coast to Coast is Rhett Titus and... what's his face? Will Ferrara.
By the way, speaking of Global Wars, did you see who War Machine is going to be fighting?
Yeah!
Man, I can't wait! Killer Elite Squad, dude. I can't wait.
Love it. Jay Lethal defeated Frankie Kazarian.
Okay.
Kushida defeated Hangman Page.
Really? Wow.
Suzuki and the Killer Elite Squad beat Mark Briscoe and the War Machine.
Wow.
Sexy Brooklyn's own Mandy Leon defeated Jenny Rose. She could still get it.
Oh, Mandy Leon is... Wow.
Sexy time.
Rob knows. Rob knows because me and her...
Rob knows.
We were trying to get her attention at the last time we were in ROH, and she was telling us to be quiet.
she's like, shh. Takahashi defeated Christopher Daniels. Cody and Marty Scurll defeated Toru Yano and Yoshihashi. Chavi's favorite wrestler, Punishment Martinez, defeated Will Ospreay.
Oh, that guy sucks.
How about this main event? The Young Bucks and Kenny Omega beat the Elite, defeated the Kingdom.
Really? The Kingdom suck.
I like Matt Taven.
The other two jabrones can go suck it.
Yeah, those guys aren't that good. But they hung with the Bullet Club, apparently.
Fuck them. Who are the other two J-Brones?
I forgot the names already. I forgot the names already.
What, Jabroni 1 and Jabroni 2?
J-Brone 1 and 2. J-Brone Square and J-Brone 1.
It 1 and it 2? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Anyways. What was the other news? Oh, did you hear? There's rumors going around that WWE has almost finalized a deal with Ricochet.
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, yes, sir. You didn't hear about that one, did you?
Oh.
Ricochet is almost finalizing a deal with WWE.
Is he going to be NXT?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That dude's going to kill everybody.
Dude, speaking of NXT, did you see NXT this week?
No, I didn't see it.
Holy shit. Watch the match between Lio Rush and Velveteen Dream. Holy shit. They tore it up, dude.
Well, we were always high on Lio Rush anyway, so.
And you were right. I agree with you on one thing about Lio Rush. He is a tiny dude.
He is tiny.
He's like 5'5" or 5'6". He's tiny. But he can go, bro.
Yes, he can definitely go.
Also, the Undisputed Era acquired a female into their group.
Who?
I forgot the girl's name. God damn it, I forgot her name.
Chat room, help us out.
Yeah, Rob, anybody. If anybody's seen NXT, please let us know who was the girl that joined Undisputed Era. What a shitty fucking name. Why couldn't it be the Rise of Honor or Dishonorable or whatever?
I don't know,
dude.
I don't know.
Well, if anybody knows the girl's name, please let me know. Or let us know. What else? ¿Qué más? I can't think of anything else that was, like, noteworthy.
No.
Besides Neville.
I have no idea.
Oh, dude, Rob knows what I'm talking about. It's a Brazilian chick. She's hot.
Well, Brazilian chicks are normally hot unless they're men.
Wow, you're on fire today.
Dude, I'm on fumes right now.
En fuego. Sábado gigante.
Esta noche. You want to bring the hammer in here?
So yeah.
So we can get the
Hold
review?
On. Hold on.
You want to get him?
I'll get him.
All right, Choppy's going to get the hammer. He's going to come in here real quick and give us his review of 2K18. Yeah. Let's see. Is he coming in?
Is he coming in?
Did he walk away?
Or you want him sitting there?
He can come over here and talk right into the microphone. Come on, hurry up.
I don't like dead air. He's
fucking doing the Fargo strut over here. So what's up, kid?
Hola.
So you've been playing this game for like 5 hours now.
Yeah.
Tell the audience, so the chat room is listening. Tell everybody on the air what's going on with this game, what's different from 17, what's different from 17?
The lighting's different, like, the creation suit is different, basically everything is different.
The controls are different?
A little, like, the timing for the reversals they changed, they made, like, a new carry system.
Uh-huh.
Then there's new grappling, and it's really fun.
It's really fun?
Yeah.
What are some of the new characters that you dig in so far?
Rick Martel.
Wow.
Nice.
Who else? I think I'm liking Batista.
Okay.
The new RVD is cool.
By the way, did you get all the characters already?
No, not yet. I'm waiting for Kurt Angle to download.
Okay, so now, so you said that Rick Martel right now is your favorite?
Yes.
Okay, anybody else that's your second or third favorite?
Probably Naomi.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You heard it here, folks, Naomi. Who would have thought? The kid went from Rick Martel to Naomi.
One more question. Can you use your downloadable content from 17 to 18?
Nope.
So you got to make all new people again and download all new people again?
Yep.
Oh, by the way, did you hear speaking of the game, did you know here that the 2K is trying to get the Young Bucks to film some footage of their move so that way they can have their official moveset in the Creative Wrestler section?
I heard that.
Oh, yeah. So you might...
And they already have, like, a preset moveset that's called, like, Jackson. So...
Okay.
But... Other people have done the moves.
Okay, so there you go.
Like, they have the more bang for your buck. They already have, like, the Indie Taker.
The Indie Taker. I love it.
They have the Meltzer Driver.
The Meltzer Driver.
I love it.
They have the Buckle Bomb into Enziguri combo.
Ooh.
Very nice.
I'm getting all tingly just now, just thinking about this.
And the Double Super Kick.
Ah, so you got a Super Kick party going on 2K18, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
So all in all, good game so far?
Yep.
Out of 5 stars, what would you give the game?
Right now, probably like a 4.
Nice. Nice. That's a good rating, my friends.
All right, kids. You heard it first. Gilbert, I know you're listening. So he's got it too. Everybody's happy. My fucking microphone is like retarded right now. But
yeah,
thank you, Hammer.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Hammer. Go back to your video game. By the way, I like that Joker shirt. I want that shirt. You're welcome.
There's a match I'm playing.
What is it?
Billy Kay, Peyton Royce.
You got all the NXT guys already?
Yeah.
Good and, God, this kid's been on it for it.
And Alexa Bliss versus the Bella Twins and Bayley.
Okay, so I'm assuming you're the iconic duo and Alexa Bliss, right?
Nope.
What? Ugh.
Just kidding, I'm Peyton
Royce. Okay, good. Bye-bye.
Get out of here with your women's wrestling.
Oh, Mandingo says he's going to buy it.
Of course Mandingo's going to buy it.
I think Mandingo should have him on Thumbstick Ninjas. Could you imagine Hammer on Thumbstick Ninjas?
He calls in and gives his review.
I give it 3 out of 5 stars. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We're on a taxi.
Taxi's dope.
Choppy and I have been watching a lot of Taxi.
Oof, so good.
That was a great show.
Let's talk about them Tiggo Bitties on the, what's her name?
On Mary Lou Hanna.
Oof. Dear God, I love Mies. Wow. That first episode, she was really cold that day.
You like this hat? You better like this hat. That's no lie.
Oof. I was liking me some redheads that day.
Yeah, she was smoking hot.
She was hot, dude, back in the day.
In the late 70s.
Good God. She was like 26 or 27.
This is one episode she's hosting a cocktail party. Oof. And the entire time, her nipples are erect. In the
bro.
And Choppy's like, she's not wearing a bra, dude. I was like, yeah, I noticed.
She had some Tiggo Bitties on her.
Yeah, she had some Tiggo Bitties, man.
Ooh, them bitties were nice.
Ooh, lordy.
Oh, lordy.
Lordy, lordy.
Oh, did you see that video I tagged you in?
Which one?
The one with the New Mutants.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you think about Marvel making a horror film?
I'm not a fan of the horror genre, dude. I'm not.
You want to know something? This is going to introduce X-Force. So, we might see Cable in this movie.
You're a bigger X-Men fan than I am, dude. I mean, I'll watch it, but I'm not, you know.
Oh, Tynara Conti is the name of the girl that's joining Undisputed Era.
She hot? And we're sure she's not a man. You know how Brazilians get down.
Dude, if you want, you go check that out yourself and say, check for yourself. But she ain't got no Adam's apple.
Okay, terrific.
She ain't got no Adam's apple, so you're good to go.
All right. Thank God. Thank God.
Oh, what else is going on?
We want to do a segment before we go to break?
Yeah, seriously.
I got some music for you.
Do it.
Hold on. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is now time for Choppy's Fuck You Wrestler of the Week. And now, here's your host, the one, the only, Choppy.
Why, thank you very much.
You like your game show?
I thank you very much for that introduction, my friend. So my fuck you wrestler of the week is WCW's own Roadblock.
Roadblock?
What made you think that a name like Roadblock was going to be a credible name in WCW? You got your ass annihilated by Goldberg, of all people, of course. And then you call it Roadblock? Really? Even the fucking Giant made mincemeat out of you, my friend. What do you think was going to happen? You're 400 pounds. Couldn't you come up with something better? Like, I don't know, the long-haired prick, for all we know? Just because of that stupid fucking name, you are the fuck you wrestler of the week, Roadblock. Fuck you! And that's my fuck you wrestler of the week. Thank you.
Then fuck his ass, make him humble.
Yes.
Fuck it.
Oh, Rob loves the music.
He does?
He loves it. It almost sounded like Pac-Man for a sec. There it is.
So there's Choppy's Fuck You Wrestler of the Week.
Apparently, did you enjoy Roadblock?
Yeah, it's picking up steam. Two gems the last 2 weeks.
Well, Skinner was pretty bad.
So, well, let me ask you something. Are you going to... No, we can't do it without you here, so next week we're not going to have a Fuck You Wrestler of the Week, so I'm sorry.
Rob said Roadblock is only for G.I. Joe.
Over here, I'll get you, queer. He always rhymed, that guy.
We'll say that again?
Roadblock. He'd be like, over here, I'll get you, queer.
He said queer?
No, I'm saying queer.
Oh, okay, let's say.
He didn't say queer on TV, but I just, you know. You better watch your back, Jack. This is Roadblock.
Esther Sandell said... His name is a pay-per-view now. It is.
It's true.
Oh, dear Lord.
It's damn true.
Lordy Lord.
Lord of mercy. Firmino.
All right. You want to go take a break?
Let's take a break.
Before we completely lose our minds, yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're live on the rant. Live. We'll take a quick break, plug our friends, and we'll be right back with a pretty cool throwback.
Huss!
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Are you a pro wrestling fan that also listens to heavy metal? Neckbreaker was designed just for you. Wrestling headlines, metal panels, drinking games, and interviews with guests including Chris Jericho, Nile, Frankie Kazarian, Symphony X, Eric Bischoff, and tons more. Have some drinks with us and listen to Neckbreaker Podcast, available for free on iTunes, Google Play, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher, or grab our full archive over at neckbreaker.net.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
It's that chicken I smell, I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political gumfuckery?
I haven't played this bad since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Alright, we're back.
New World Order.
Virgin.
Shining Wizards Tony is in the house.
Oh, look at that.
Thank you for joining us, sir.
New World Order.
Doot, 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 doot.
Buy the shirt. Buy the shirt. Anyway.
What a great theme.
What's up, Tony? Shining Wizards Tony in the building.
Yay, yay.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
I had fun watching Nitro this week.
Nitro was good.
I appreciate Nitro now more with the production value that they put. Like, the more you watch the old Nitros, the more you appreciate the production value.
And you can understand why they were beating WWE in the ratings. Because
that production value.
The matches were on point, too.
At one point, they were having like 12, 13, 15 matches.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they had a lot of matches.
It was crazy. Welcome back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live on the Rant. RantEMRadio.com. Rant Entertainment Media. We are part of the Shining Wizards Network. It's Phil and Choppy doing it up again on a Friday night. Oh, look who's here.
Brucey joined us.
The Black Mamba. And I'm not talking about Kobe Bryant. It's fucking Bruce. Christmas time, we call him Spruce. Anyway. Alright. Any other news before we get into this throwback, or?
I can't think of anything else right now.
Nothing, right?
No.
Alright, let's get into it then.
Let's do it.
And now, here is your throwback of the week. Sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
So this is episode
109
from
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, the Ice Palace.
They drew 12,000 people.
They did.
And if I'm not mistaken, first commentators were Tanay, Zabisco, and Shivani.
October 13th, 1997.
Yes. And this is pretty much setting up for Halloween Havoc.
Yeah.
And might I add, Halloween Havoc 97 was really good pay-per-view.
Yeah, 2 weeks you'll hear the Halloween Havoc on October 27th with myself and Choppy. So next week you won't be here, so I need a co-host for episode 110 of Monday Nitro.
And guess who's in the house? Maybe we can get Rob to do it.
Rob or Tony or maybe even both.
What about Double A? Because he's a big WCW guy.
Well, either way.
We'll see.
Put your applications in with me this week. You can email me, turnbuckle throwbacks1@gmail.com, or just send me a text message.
It'll be rigorous.
Get out of here, Bruce, you maniac. Fucking Black Mamba. Anyway, there was a dark match.
There was?
Yeah, obviously we didn't see it because it was not to the public.
Oh, it was black.
It was...
Okay, terrific.
Lordy Lord. Is Double A black?
No, he's not.
He's not. He's brown.
He's mulatto and
he's
shit.
He's mulatto. He's a...
Spear checker.
Wow.
Anyway.
What was the black match of the evening?
The black match was La Parca beating Norman Smiley.
Oh, no, it was not. Oh, boy. What an asshole I am.
There was another dark match.
Oh, another one? Who was in it?
Bubba the Love Sponge.
No, it was not.
With Jimmy Hart taking on the Texas Hangman 1.
Who's the Texas Hangman 1?
I'll tell you right now. It was Mike Tatum.
Maybe of the famous Tatum family?
I don't know if he's related to John Tatum.
Okay. Okay, I just figured I'd ask.
He was Mean Mike. He was Mike Richards, Mike Tatum, Psycho, Texas Hangman.
And he was Doink the Clown number 26.
Doink the Clown number 26.
Kind sir, can you do me a favor? Can you scroll down on the chat room for me?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Fucking chat room.
What is my fucking...
Yep. There it is. Wow, jeez. You mean the wiggle didn't work? The wiggle was okay.
The wiggle was dope. Everything about Norman Smiley was dope.
Screaming Norman Smiley. Let's not forget that one.
So it opens up with the usual promo.
With Bischoff, Hogan, and Macho.
Yeah, Macho Man did a neck brace.
And he didn't even talk. I felt bad. I was like, God damn it, Macho.
Well, he was working the neck. He was working the injury. So
Rob's leaving us. Sorry, my friend. Have a good night.
Rob's probably going out. going out for his private dancer.
Ooh.
Dancing for money. I know what he does. He's a private dancer. No, he's not. Anyway. Yeah, so the usual. Now, Piper is the commissioner at this point.
Yes, he is.
And the president, the CEO.
He's everything, apparently.
He's everything. He's everything with his bad hip. Let's see. Yeah, so they come out, cut the usual spiel. Pretty funny. They're advertising for the Nitro parties.
Oh, God.
You send your videotape in, and the Nitro girls might come to your house. The Nitro girls ever came to my house, they would never leave. Because I would fucking... Never mind. I shouldn't even say it on the radio, but...
I really didn't care for the Nitro girls.
No. Not at all. You know what?
You know who I really did like was Fire. She was hot.
The redhead?
Yeah, she was hot. She reminded me of... what's her name? Ginger Spice. Shit.
You would say that, you fucking millennial.
Listen. Spice Girls were fucking hot back in the day, dude. Spice up your life.
I used to cringe when that shit came on the radio.
Oh, don't stop. Don't. I'm giving you everything. How do I remember that? Terrible. Anyways.
That's why we can't have nice things.
Oh, stop.
Opening match was dope, though.
Psychosis and Guerrero?
Psychosis. Yes, I don't know. Sorry.
Psychosis, you know? He was okay.
Okay, he was... Psychosis was dope.
Let's also mention how vascular Eddie Guerrero looked in this match.
Eddie was jacked.
He was all roided up in this match.
Jacked to the gills, Eddie Guerrero was.
I didn't even think he looked like a cruiserweight at this point. He looked like a heavyweight.
He was the cruiserweight champion, too.
I know.
I like that belt was cool looking, too.
No shit, I could have told you that.
You just did.
This coming from the guy who's like, oh no, the NWA title is the best looking one. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
The big gold belt.
The big gold belt is dope.
That's right. Dusty's holding it right now in my collection over there in the back. Oof. With his Gallant hat on. Holding that belt that he won in 86. Yes, baby.
Yes, baby.
The wall game's coming to you, baby. The wall game, if you will. I can't wait, daddy. Woo!
Oh, man.
Ooh, Lord.
And the winner of that match was Eddie Guerrero after he hit a Saito suplex, I believe.
Yes.
And then he hit the frog splash. Bro, I thought Psychosis really fucked up his back when he did that that senton onto the floor.
Yeah.
Dude, he really looked like he messed up. He almost reminded me of Ricky Steamboat when he messed up his back.
Fucking luchadores, man. They're reckless. They're reckless, I tell you.
Fucking brown people. Oh, I'm sorry.
Know where he got that move from?
Where did he get it from?
I got it from a Negro.
What? I thought he got it from Yoko. Looked like a bonsai drop from the very top of the rope.
Bonsai!
It was a good match. I enjoyed the fuck out of it. But you know what was a 5-star classic?
What was that?
Steven Regal and Mongo McMichael.
Really?
I'm joking.
I fucking hate Mongo.
Dude, Regal was so out of shape in this match. Holy...
Yeah, he wore that singlet. Yeah, ugh. He looked dumpy.
Bro, I have never seen Regal so out of shape as he was in that match. What's going on with the...
What?
The chat room's like... I don't know what's going on, but it's like not scrolling on its own.
Okay, so we'll have to fix that. What's going on in the chat room?
Right now, Shiny Wizard totally called Rob the Mandingleberry. Smiling is... His pastor just said Smiley is helping out NXT.
He is.
Pastor then said, you can't R. Kelly the Nitro Girls.
I just want to piss on you.
Ooh.
Sorry. That's L. Kelly.
And then Shaylin said, I'm dressing up for Halloween at work.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? You being spooky?
Oh, he was. I agree with Tony. He was pilled to the gills at this point.
Who?
Regal.
Yeah.
He was Dude, can you believe he's only 29 years old in this match?
He looked 39.
Dude, 39. He looked like he was 60 at this point. Fuck, man, he was old. Fucking Flair looked younger than he did.
Yeah, this was a terrible match.
Come on, he did a nice tomb. He did a better tombstone than fucking Undertaker.
Wow. Mongo did? Mongo hit a better tombstone than Undertaker?
Because yeah, Undertaker was a drizzling shit.
Are you saying this on Turnbuckle Throwback?
Yes, I am.
Dude, are you serious?
And he was the greatest horseman of all time.
Why are we even friends?
Dude? I'm joking.
No, you're not.
He's better than Paul Roma.
That's a stretch.
Oh, she's dressing up as a red devil.
Oh, good for you.
You're Frank.
Hello, gorgeous.
Are you dressed up like a hustle man?
Toasty!
What was the next match?
After that one, that shit fest, let's see.
Oh, it was Chris Jericho and Yuji Nagata.
That was good.
With the innovator of selfies,
oh.
Sonny Ono.
Sonny, past guest as well. Let's not forget about
that's
that.
That's right, friend of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Yes, he is. Is there another colored devil? I don't think so.
You the devil.
You the devil. What do you call it? Yuji Nagata to hit the Nagata lock?
Yuji Nagata looked like a Japanese SWAT member. Like he wore that armor, that body armor.
Yeah, he did.
He's still wrestling, dude.
He's got to be 50.
He's still wrestling.
Gotta be 50 now.
And he still can go. Like Japanese wrestlers, they age like fine wine, dude.
You know was one of my favorite matches that he was involved in? Remember Global Impact? Did you ever see Global Impact from like 2007?
Was that with the Dudleys?
It was with Angle versus Nagata.
No, I never saw that.
Holy shit. You go on YouTube, look up Kurt Angle versus Yuji Nagata. That match was fantastic. It was good.
Like, Taka Michinoku was 50 and he could still work. He's in Suzuki Gun.
Taka's not 50.
He's got to be 50.
No, he's born in 73. He's your age.
Really? Taka's because he looks like he's 50.
Well, look at him.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I mean, I'd be scared of Godzilla all the time and then I look like him all the time. Come in. I mean.
Godzilla.
Gojira.
Gojira.
Could you imagine?
You make chabo. Make chabo all the time. You round boy. You hear 4 hour. You eat like killer whale.
That was...
Why you make chabo? Chabo all the time.
I was watching Family Matters, and Jaleel White was obviously Urkel, and then Urkel became Bruce Lee on the show.
That was a good episode.
They did a couple of episodes of him as Bruce Lee.
Don't think. Feel.
Feel.
Concentrate on the finger.
You must apologize to Loa.
Yeah.
You called my friend a bimbo. He's like, you're right. She's not a bimbo. She's a tramp. My friend is not a twimp. Such a great show. You know they're doing the reunion show now, right?
I don't care. I'm still watching him on Hulu.
Oh, you like that Hulu.
I'm on season 3.
I've seen the whole thing already.
Yeah, I'm just taking it all in. Taking it all in.
You like to take it in, huh?
Hey-o!
Next match.
Oh, American males. American males.
Oh, fuck my life, dude.
Scotty Riggs versus Goldberg. Goldberg was still on the streak at this point.
He just started, actually.
Right.
He had just started his streak. He actually beat Roblox on Saturday night.
Goldberg had one facial expression, right? And it was just...
Constipated.
Yeah. That's it. He was constipated, dude. He was constipated.
Did you see that spear that he hit Riggs with?
Yes.
That was stiff, bro. That was a stiff-looking spear.
Yeah, Buddy Lee Parker worked him well, man, because he was stiff as a motherfucker, man.
Oh man, what about that gorilla press onto the guardrail? Holy shit!
And the entire broadcast booth like cringed and went, oh! Scotty Riggs can talk for 17 hours. He was on The Shining Wizards a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And I was on vacation in the Bahamas, and I put the episode on my phone, and I fell asleep under the umbrella, and I woke up, and he was still fucking talking.
What?
Yeah, he's that guy gave it. He gave the most, I think he gave the most in-depth interview the Wizards ever had. They had everybody and anybody on this show.
I mean, Scotty Anton, let's not forget that. You know, Riggs is not really... Who's this? Oh, giggity.
Giggity, giggity. All right.
All right. All
right.
Oh, we got to let the chat room... I got to have my wife do the impression of Herbert the Pervert.
Herbert the Pervert. She does it so good, man. She's funny.
It's on point.
She's funny with that nonsense.
Go ahead, Jesse. Do your pees and poops. I don't know how she does it with the little whistle. Oh, man. Yeah, Scotty Riggs really got fucked up in this match.
He most certainly did. I think, but at that point, everybody was getting fucked up by Goldberg.
I think the only one who didn't get fucked up was fucking Humorous.
Well, he was the first victim, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, but I think he took care of Goldberg a little bit in that match.
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Excuse me.
No, you're excused. Next match.
What did Tony say? The White Devil? Is that what he said?
Yeah, the White Devil.
WCW tag titles on the line.
Oh, dude. Can I just... What about that DDT that Six took from the top of the rope?
Oh, against the Steiner.
Holy shit. I thought he broke his neck on that one.
Let me tell you something, man. This is when the Steiner brothers were like slowing down a little bit because Scotty had put on all that bulk.
Oh, that was from the Kool-Aid he was drinking.
You ain't lying, Kool-Aid.
And I believe it was Kool-Aid, and I think he was also doing the Tang as well.
You leave Tang alone. That's what the astronauts drank.
Woo.
Tang.
My man was looking very, very buff.
Very svelte.
Very svelte.
Very svelte. We were very nice. Jankui. Jankui.
I like how much.
I like how much. You will not get this. You will not get this. But she got it.
Oof.
Yeah, dude. The Steiners tossed around Six in this match. He was a bump machine, man. X-Pac was...
Why do you think he had the neck issues that he had? Because he was too much of a bump machine.
Because he was eating China's dick in that porno. Do you see her clitoris? It looked like a penis. It did, dude. You didn't see that porn? The close up on it, little penis. How does he look himself in a mirror after eating that? Triple H ate that too. How do you look yourself in the mirror? You ate on a man. It's a man, baby.
Well, you want to know something? They weren't the only ones that ate her out.
No, a bunch of dudes did at that point.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
We digress.
Yeah, we digress. But I gotta tell you though, he was a bump machine. God bless him. He can go. But that DDT was fantastic.
God, what a fucking nasty DDT.
Yeah, I love the Steiner.
The announcers didn't even know what they were gonna. Are they going for the Steiner Bulldog or the DDT? And of course it was the DDT first.
Right.
And then they hit the Bulldog
on Scott Hall.
Scott Hall. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a fantastic. What the come on. Nothing wrong with eating some dick. I can't wait for the Christmas special this year.
Am I right, Tony? Am I right? Yep. You can listen to all that madness on Tuesday nights right before the rant at 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
The Shining Wizards in their glory. All right, what's the next match? Oh, this was good. Ray Ray and Dean Malenko.
It was good.
Listen. Dean Malenko is fantastic, right? But Ray Ray was on point. I mean, the best was he gives a kid the mask and the kid throws it back at him. The little toddler. The kid's like, don't put that fucking mask on me. Kid took it right off and threw it back at him.
That was actually pretty funny shit.
That's pretty funny shit. I love Dean's music. Dun, 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 dun. It was like a like Dragnet.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Put your hands up.
I liked when he was the shooter, not the Iceman.
The man of a thousand holds. We share the same birthday. me and Dean Malenko.
Really?
We're not the same age, though. He's older than me.
Obviously not. He was born in 1960.
Yeah. Oh, was he 60?
No, he was born in 1960, so at this time he's probably like 36 or 37 years old.
So he's 54 years old right now?
He is 57 years old.
57? My math is terrible. It was dope, though.
These two had tremendous chemistry.
Yes.
I mean, their first match when Ray debuted in WCW was fantastic.
Yes.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they knew each other from ECW as well, because they both were in, probably about the same time.
Yeah.
Because as Dean was leaving, Ray was coming in.
Right.
So.
Right.
But yeah, I love these two going at it.
So, the match ends where, this is pretty funny, Eddie Guerrero comes out and runs in the ring and drags the mask off of Ray. Ray pulls the mask totally off. Ray covers his face, and of course that gives Malenko the opportunity with the Texas Cloverleaf.
Yeah,
and he wins the match. So that sets up Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio for the Cruiserweight Championship.
Why did Nick German just send us this? Look at your phone, please.
I don't have my phone. It's charging. What did he send us?
China's clit.
See? Is that my phone going off?
Probably is.
Fucking Nick German's the worst. What's he sending us? He's mad because the Nationals got knocked out of the playoffs last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
Uh-huh. 4.5-hour game, though, man. It's hard to watch, and I love baseball. 4.5 hours, man. You made me watch that fucking game.
What a disaster that was.
Yeah, right? So, how about the next match?
The next match, hold on.
Was Scott Flash Norton taking on Ray Trailer.
I love Scott Norton.
Everybody does. I don't think anybody dislikes Scott Norton.
I didn't appreciate Scott Norton at the time.
I wasn't a Vicious and Delicious fan.
I
was tape trading heavy at that point, so I got all his shit from Old Japan, and like I was invested.
What was his original tag team partner in WCW before he joined the NWO? What was his name?
Not Bill Kazmaier, right?
No.
No. That was Rick Steiner's partner.
It was the black dude. Oh. God, it was...
Not Derek Dukes.
Fuck, what was his name?
I know who you're talking about, too.
He's a monster, too.
Bobby Walker?
No.
It wasn't Hard Work Bobby Walker, right?
No.
I forget.
It wasn't Special Delivery, either.
SD, Special Delivery Jones.
But anyways, this match was good. I liked it.
Scott Norton really never lost when he was in NWO.
No, rarely ever.
Because he was always, either he cheated or, you know, whatever.
I love the fuck out of this match.
Yeah, me too.
Because it was, you know what it is about Scott Norton? He was so stiff, and he made it look legit in the ring.
Yeah, he was a strong style wrestler.
My favorite, did you think he had, like, one of the best looking power bombs?
Yeah.
I like the shoulder breaker, too.
You really can't. Listen, you can botch a powerbomb, but it all basically, I mean, unless it's a sitting powerbomb or from one of the top rows, second turnbuckle or top turnbuckle, he just made everything look good because he was a big dude, you know, he was massive. He was massive.
I consider him the walking condominium of the 90s.
He was on Cole Cabana's podcast, I think, a year or two ago.
Yeah, right? It was good.
And you listened to it?
I did. He talked about the movie, Over the Top.
Right. I didn't know he was a legit arm wrestling champion. Yes. I did not know that.
You want to know why I knew he was an arm wrestling champion? Because Scott Norton taught Chris Jericho how to win an arm wrestling match.
Did he really?
Yeah, read the book. Read the first Jericho book.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. That's right. You're right. I remember reading that. Yeah, my mind is blank.
I don't know how I remember some of this shit sometimes.
The life of a mark. You remember everything, man.
Yeah.
It happened.
Especially if you're a smark, too.
If you're a smark. All right, we have two more matches.
Yes. Was it Kurt Hennig and DDP yet, or no?
No, that's the main event. Before we get into these last two matches, I just want to mention the Lucha Libre clip that Mike Tenay did with the masks. I thought that was a really cool segment. They did a segment on the history of the Lucha mask.
Yes, that was cool. I like that. I
enjoyed that a lot. And they went into detail about the history of the mask. They had some kind of anthropologist that came on. She fucking broke it down. of the with the Indians.
Yeah, she looked like Ethel from like the Senior Citizens Home.
Well, you know,
the mask was very important.
The mask was very important.
Dude, what the hell is she saying? Where's El Dandy in this fucking package?
Where's the Vianos?
Where's the Vianos?
Where's Dr. Wagner? What about where's Pedro Aguayo?
What was the name of the dude with the cowboy hat that was in the package?
Oh, the hell was his name?
He says, "I'm glad I didn't wear a mask because look, I could conceal this beautiful face of mine."
Yeah, that guy's hysterical. But La Parga,
you could forget Super Calo.
Super Calo, yeah. Listen, the mask is important in pro wrestling and in lucha.
Not anymore. It's not.
No.
Look at Kalisto. Kalisto's the absolute drizzling shits.
It doesn't have the prestige because a lot of Mexican wrestlers stay in Mexico now, or they go to Japan.
Yeah.
There's a couple of New Japan. There's a couple of Mexican wrestlers in New Japan.
I thought you were gonna say there's a couple of Japs in Japan.
A lot of Japs in Japan. I don't speak Japanese though.
I speak Japan though.
You speak Japan?
I do.
That'll be a future episode. Oof. Of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. All right, let's get into this match. Disco Inferno
That's right, Disco Inferno. Alex Wright for the TV title.
Yeah, this is when Jackie was hanging around Disco.
Oh, that's right. Jacqueline is still
and she was like beating up dudes. I mean, she always beats up dudes, but
what do you think of her looks wise?
I wasn't very attracted to her.
Nah, she was okay.
She can go though.
She was good in the ring.
She was very good in the ring.
I remember she was also the first woman to win the Cruiserweight title.
Yes.
In WWE.
Right.
As opposed to Harvey Whippleman when he was the first man to win the women's title. How do I remember that?
He managed what's-her-face, right? Bertha Faye?
Bertha Faye. He did.
Unbelievable.
Downtown Bruno. Yeah, see, I remember that shit.
It's Memphis, baby.
God damn, how do I remember all this shit sometimes?
Listen,
I'm a fan.
You are a fan. That's why you're on this podcast. Or else you'd be home, sleeping like normal human beings do after work.
Yeah, we're not normal.
We're not normal at all. So now we get into the main event. U.S. champion Curt Hennig taking on...
These two had such great chemistry.
Yeah. You know what? This is the turn from Fall Brawl, the War Games.
Correct.
Flair was like insisting on killing him.
We forgot to mention the Raven promo. Him by the
by the crib.
That was dope. I liked that a lot.
Yeah. Raven's flock was at ringside.
Yes.
It was him. Perry sat him wearing some kind of designer flannel.
And the other guy was Sick Boy.
And Billy Kidman.
And Billy Kidman, yes, with the 7-year itch.
I like Billy Kidman's music. Boom, ba-ch, boom, boom, ba-ch, boom, ba-ch, boom.
That wolf song was whack.
That beat was fresh.
Yeah, so Limp Bizkit of him.
Everything was Limp Bizkit in 1997. Good. Did it all for the Nookie.
Oh, you did it all for the Nookie yourself?
No, what? They did it all for the Nookie.
Oh, okay.
I did not, no. Sorry.
You didn't go all the way with that?
No, okay. No.
I understand.
No, not at all.
You did it all for the CAC.
For the CAC. For the CAC.
Anyway. Anyways, so the match was actually pretty good. It was ended in DQ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flair came out. Flair wanted a piece of perfect. Doug Dillinger trying to hold him back. 106-year-old Doug Dillinger.
No. Him and Flair were actually pretty good friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Dillinger was... why isn't Dillinger head of security for WWE?
Because he was old, dude. He was in the business for like... It got to be 30 years.
I tell you right now, he can still hold his own against anybody. Any of these jack-offs in the ring.
Teach those cruiserweights a lesson.
I would pay to see Dillinger versus Roman Reigns.
Well, he got paid to knock on Goldberg's door.
Wow. Could you imagine how much he got paid just to go... Goldberg, to the ring.
That and Michael Buffer getting paid.
Buffer got paid buku dollars just to announce the main events, bro.
You ain't lying, kid. You ain't lying.
My man was making at least six figures announcing those main event matches.
Absolutely.
He was probably making more money than a lot of cruiserweights.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Unbelievable.
And that's Nitro. That's episode 109.
It was a good episode. I give it like let's look at these matches. I'd probably give it like a B plus. Because, I mean, Steven Regal and Mongo McMichael was, like, not a five-star classic, obviously.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
It was a lot of matches, though.
9. Without the dark matches, there were 9 matches.
Yeah. It was a... I tell you, man. It was a solid show of wrestling. And then... why can't wrestling be like... these wrestling shows be like that? That was, what, 2 hours? And it had 9 matches. And then the segments were like... what? How many segments were there? 4 or 5?
Yeah, Piper getting jumped.
Yeah.
By the NWO.
Yeah.
You know, him and Piper coming out, cutting a promo before that, saying that he's not giving Hogan back his title.
I can't see the chat rooms. I gotta see what's going on with the chat room. I can't see anything. There it is.
There it is. I'm sorry the chat room's not moving for you tonight.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, we only did like 1 hour and 20 minutes tonight. You wanna take some calls?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. You wanna give us a call at 718-878-6394. 718-878-6394. Or you wanna Skype us, it's all one word, throwbacks and awfulness. Take your questions. Or you wanna just put questions in the chat room. What the hell was that?
I was trying to do an Ultimate Warrior impression.
Oh, scared the balls off, man. Just,
that... did it scare the pubes off your testicles?
I was like, what happened to my equipment?
Ooh, oh lordy lord.
Nah, but I'm really, what do you call it? I'm excited for these Nitros because they were fun. They're fun to watch. They're fun to go back and watch.
Why do you think that people were watching Nitro all the time? The ratings were so good at that time for Nitro.
Yeah. I agree. I just, you know, there was a reason why they fell apart, too.
There was a big reason.
Well, we'll start getting into that next year, but...
yeah. The big reason why Nitro did so well was because of the NWO. And then another reason why they fell apart was because of the NWO.
Went on for too long.
It's just... I think the end of the NWO should have been, like, maybe early 98. Because things just started to break apart by then.
If I had my way, the NWO would have lasted 6 months.
No, they were too popular, dude.
I don't care. You can build. First of all, it would give the writers a little more of an incentive to fucking build some of these guys up and not wait a year.
You want me to give you the mouse? I could do that if you want.
No, it's fine.
Okay. The problem with the WCW is as follows: they were still using a lot of the older guys. Still. They weren't pushing younger talent. The only talent that actually started to get over was Goldberg. I mean, unless you want to talk about Hugh Morris, Hugh Morris didn't win a championship until he was part of the Misfits in Actions as General Erection. And then Chavo was Lieutenant Loco.
Lieutenant Loco.
And then we had Lash LaRue as Corporal Cajun.
How do you remember that? I totally forgot about.
And then you had Major Guns.
Well, Major Guns was, I remember her.
Tylene Buck. She was okay. She had a butter face.
You see the fun bags in that hose hound?
And they're okay. They're, you know who was hot, bro? Was Scott Steiner's valet, Medasia, bro.
Yeah.
She had some tiggle bitties on her. Doug Dillinger versus Jim Dotson?
Who's Jim Dotson again?
What the fuck is... I don't know. I thought he was going to say Jim Johnson, the guy who composed all the music for WWF back in the day.
Jim Johnson doesn't fight. He fights for rights. For music rights.
For you to party.
Or fight for your right to party.
Yeah. Questions, chat room, questions, or call in.
Yeah, 718-878-6394, 718-878-6394. Skype, throwbacks, and awfulness, all one word.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we'll give you guys another 7 or 8 minutes. If not, we're going to log off and go home. Well, I'm already home. Chobby's going to go home.
Yeah, I got to go home.
Yeah.
I got to go home.
Hopefully get some sleep tonight.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Junior doesn't keep you up?
No, actually, we come up with a system. We feed the rug rack at like 10:30 at night, and he lets me sleep until about 5 in the morning.
That's not terrible.
Hell, no, it's not. It's fucking fantastic. It's terrific.
Once he starts getting to a rhythm, man, you'll be all right. It'll be all right. He's getting there. Give him a couple of more weeks, he'll be all right. My little bub, he'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
He'll be all right.
Will you cut it? Cut that out with that mouth. Will you cut that out in my monsoon voice?
Will you stop?
Will you stop?
Trying to think here. Like, what was some, like, some really good things that stood out to you about WCW's Nitro?
Besides the production value?
Besides the production value. I mean, like...
The match quality. The quality of the matches. The cruiserweights, of course.
I mean, obviously the cruiserweights were a driving force as to why that company lasted.
Heenan on commentary.
Heenan was very good. You know what I really hated? Was Larry Zbysko on commentary.
Yeah, I wasn't a big Larry Zbysko guy.
I liked Larry as a wrestler.
Oh, Larry. Larry's... You ever see Larry's promos?
In AWA?
He used to have this... drop behind him said Larry Land.
Yes.
And the roller coaster. He would cut these promos on. Yeah, no.
That was like the dying days of AWA, though.
Yeah, Larry Zbysko was a good hand, man.
I loved his tag team with Arn Anderson.
The Enforcers.
Oh, they were great, dude. The Cruncher and the Enforcer. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the fuck out of the Cruiserweights.
Yeah, no. It just the match quality, the angles, the, you know, just... It was a fun time, man.
And you want to know something? I don't know how many times I would see this match, but I know at least you would see this match at least once or twice a month. Was Juventud Guerrero and Rey Mysterio. Those two had such great chemistry together, those two. It's amazing how young they were and how experienced they were in the ring. And then you also had... I just remember something. They showed Rey Mysterio Sr. in that little... in that package of the mask.
His uncle.
His uncle, yeah?
Yeah. He lost his mask. That's why he was masked.
How about that mullet he had, bro?
They all had mullet. Scott Norton's mullet.
Yeah, Scott. I like Scott Norton's mullet. It was fresh.
It was.
What else had a nice mullet? I'm trying to think here.
Dan Spivey had a fresh mullet.
Well, I'm talking about in the current WCW roster. You know who was a job? You know what just popped in my head? You know who was a regular jobber on WCW Saturday Night? It was Beautiful Blobby, dude. God, he was so good. He went from greatness to, like, how could they do that to that guy? He had the Tennessee Jam as his fucking finisher.
Alabama Jam.
Whatever.
Wrong state.
It doesn't matter. Still, in Jersey, it's the New Jersey Jam. Fucking care. He had a fresh mullet, by the way.
He did have a fresh mullet. There's a couple of nice mullets, man. There's a lot of mullets. We should do a mullet segment on the best wrestling mullets. We should come up with a list.
How about we do it right now? I can think of some guys.
I'm gonna look it up on a computer because I my brain is so fucking fried right now because I've been doing manual labor for the last 16 hours.
Okay.
So hold on 1 second.
Oh, I got one.
Hold on 1 second.
Jake Roberts' brother. Sam Houston.
Sam Houston.
He had a sick mullet.
Married Baby Doll.
Did he really?
Yep.
Holy shit, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know who... I don't know why this girl popped in my head. She's so hot. Stone Cold Steve Austin's ex-wife.
Oh.
Lady Blossom.
Lady Blossom?
Wow. Dude, you know why... Who came up with the Lady Blossom name?
Chris Adams.
Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, Dusty Rhodes did?
He was like... Because she was going by her real name in the WCCW.
Right.
He's like, I want you to do this. He says, the reason I called her Lady Blossoms is because she was literally blossoming out of that shirt.
The reason why I called her Lady Blossoms is because her bosoms was coming out of her breasts. And I could not resist myself, and I said to her, I said to myself, name her Lady Blossom. It can't be Lady Bosoms, because I ain't going to put that on TV. It wouldn't be nice, it wouldn't be prudent at this juncture.
And there it is. I knew it was going to come out right.
All
right,
here's some mullets for you. The Beverly Brothers?
Oh, God, they did have some crazy-looking mullets.
Brutus Beefcake?
Did he?
When he was Brutus the Barber, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Guerrero?
Guerrero did.
Jim Duggan had a fresh mullet.
When? I thought he just had long hair. It didn't really look like a mullet to me.
Marty Jannetty?
Jannetty did. Shawn Michaels did.
Jimmy Hart did at one point.
Jimmy did.
Kevin Sullivan had one.
No,
Kevin Sullivan had the spiked. He had the spiked hair in the top, and then he had the mullet in the back.
Yeah, by WCW, by his WCW career, he had a skullet.
Brian Knobbs,
Jerry Sags,
Ric Flair had a mullet.
Flair did. You're right. Oh, Shaylin's asking us who had the worst mullet of all.
Tatanka. No. Because he looks like he was losing his hair on the top.
Yeah, he also had the worst finishing move, the Trail of Tears.
Wow. Shawn Michaels had a fresh mullet.
Oof.
Yeah, let's see who else.
You know what had a fresh skullet? Oh, John Laurinaitis.
People power. Let's see.
Thanks for that one, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor. Let's see. The Dead Man had a mullet for a while.
Oh, fuck him.
Austin had a mullet.
He did.
Barry Hardy had a mullet.
Jobber. Didn't Sandman have a mullet a little bit?
Nah, not really.
Okay.
Lance Storm had the rat tail.
The rat tail, he did. Shane Douglas had one, too.
He did. Rick Rude had the curly mullet.
Rick Rude was fresh, though. That was a fresh one, though.
If you look at his doll, he's in the back, but he's got a mullet, and he's got a nice head of hair on that, too.
I love Rick Rude.
Yeah. Bobby Eaton, you mentioned Bobby Eaton.
Of course. Beautiful blobby.
The Rockers, you mentioned the Rockers.
The Rockers.
Hogan had the skullet.
His skullet, see? You know what a fresh mullet?
Paul Heyman, Paul Dangerously.
He did. What about Mike Awesome?
Mike Awesome, yes.
Remember his mullet? Because I remember the fans used to chant Awesome Mullet all the time.
Kurt Hennig had a mullet?
Kurt, he did.
Selena Majors, she had a mullet.
Who?
She was Bambi.
Oh, yeah. Scott Hall, when he was Razor, he had a mullet.
Hiroshi Tenzan.
Yes.
When he was in the Hellraisers, yep. Him and Animal.
Yep.
He still wrestles too. How old is he? He's got to be fucking 50 years old. Sid Vicious had a mullet.
Sid had one.
Stevie Richards.
Jake Roberts
dances Stevie Richards.
Stevie did, yeah.
Cody Deaner.
Yeah.
Owner of FTW.
Yes.
He had a mullet. Ricky Morton had a mullet.
Ricky did.
Yep, Ricky Morton.
Robert Gibson had a lazy eye. You know what they need to come out with? They need to come out with a wrestling character with a mullet for WWE.
Shannon wants to know, did Skinner have a mullet? No, Skinner had no hair.
No, he was Electric Steve Regal. Wasn't he Steve Regal?
Mr.
Electric Steve Regal in AWA.
He wasn't Steve Regal.
Wasn't it?
That was a wrestler named Steve Regal.
Okay.
It wasn't him.
It wasn't him, though. Okay.
No, Steve Regal was Mr. Him and Jimmy Garvin were a tag team.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Garvin had a
curly. Oh, no. I'm thinking of Nails.
Nails?
Nails, the prisoner.
Yeah. He didn't have a mullet.
No, I thought she meant Nails. I forgot Skinner was
Undertaker.
Yeah, that motherfucker scared the shit out of me, dude.
He always spit.
He looked like a retard. He looked like he had Down syndrome, that motherfucker. Forget me not using those words. I'm sorry. He looked like a fucking mongoloid.
Ace is retarded.
She ain't retarded. She's shy, you know?
I'll tell you what to do. Take her to the zoo. I hear retards like the zoo.
Hey, this bum gotta say that.
All right, back it up, buddy.
I'm calling you a fuck.
Yo, this bum gonna talk to me like that?
You're gonna let this bum talk to me like that?
Speaking of which, you know Sly's gonna direct the next Creed movie?
I like Creed. Creed was good.
Creed is great, but he's gonna direct the second one now.
He should be. That's all he should be doing.
Shaylin Skinner did not have a mullet. He just had tobacco spit onto his taco meat on his chest, okay?
Oh, here we go again with the taco meat.
Fucking Skinner, dude. What a fucking terrible character.
Yeah. Alright, you want to start wrapping this up?
I don't give a fuck. Let's keep on going for like maybe 5 more minutes on this.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Again.
You know what I was listening to? I was listening to some Onyx.
Ooh, Back the Fuck Up? I saw them with Biohazard in the 90s.
Yeah. How were they?
Well, if you watch that video Slam,
yes,
you won't see me in it, but I'm in the crowd.
Get the fuck out of here. You were in that?
That's from the Roseland, yeah.
Holy shit.
You don't see me, obviously. There's like 9,000 kids there, but I was there.
Well, look at that. Look at you, Mr. Popularity.
If you will.
If you will.
Yeah, Onyx was good. The Black Vagina Finder is my favorite song. Just me and Jack. The Black Vagina Finder. You know who I was listening to last night? The Game.
Ugh.
I'm not a fan, but he's at that one song. I'm belching.
I'm on fire.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
with Junior Reed.
Yeah.
I get so fire. That's so dope, though. That hook. Oh, hey, Dre. I see dead people. I was like, yo, this is so dope. We came up on my Amazon.
You know who else I was listening to? Yeah, I was listening to the track that was dissing Vanilla Ice.
Everybody took shots at Vanilla Ice, though.
Pop Goes the Weasel.
Pop Goes the Weasel.
That was the song I was listening to.
Gas Face took a shot at Hammer. Who gets the Gas Face? Does Dick German Suplex get the Gas Face?
He gets more than that. He gets Just for Men and Gas Face.
Oh, leave that sexy man alone. Don't tell your wife that you're hating on him.
No, I'm not hating on him at all. I mean, you were the one who said that we imagine us wearing suspenders.
The Fabulous Ones.
Jesus.
You guys should go with the Fabulous Ones for Halloween.
Ugh. The Fabulous Ones.
Good team, dude.
Yeah, I mean, Sandlane and Skinner were pretty good.
Skinner was a good wrestler.
He was. I didn't say he was bad. He just made me throw up every time he had that fucking tobacco sauce coming out of his fucking mouth onto his taco meat. Could you imagine Bret Hart is putting him in the freaking headlock and all of a sudden he's like, ugh. Like, oh my God, I'm touching it.
Well, it's got to suck too with the face paint. Like with Doink the Clown or the Road Warriors.
Oh, fuck Matt Bourne.
What about Kamala with that big fucking... you leave Matt Bourne alone. Maniac Matt Bourne was a phenomenal wrestler. Sometimes you have to wear a clown suit to get over it, but that dude can go, man. You got my Memphis disc? You still got my Memphis disc, right?
I do.
He's on that.
Yes.
I got a DVD for you, by the way. You have to take home. You have homework. I found my Blade Runner DVD. Yeah, you got to watch the Blade Runner. You can't watch the new one until you watch the old one.
Oh, fuck the new one anyways.
No, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with... Everything's wrong with me. What's wrong with you?
We didn't see it yet. You're going to hate on it.
I don't care.
Stop banging my fucking furniture, you prick when he is.
He just said that me and him would be a great tag team.
Yeah.
You're good with the tag team names. You said Tits and Grits last
week. Tits and Grits?
You got to come up with something for us.
Guns and something.
Ugh, no thank you.
No. I don't know. choppy suplex. I don't know. I'm so tired right now that I'm going on fumes right now. I'll think of a tag team name.
Guns and Cocks Out.
Oh God, no. Your name would never be on the marquee.
Well, yeah, but Tits and Grits would.
No.
Okay.
They would never make the program. The announcer could announce a name with the kids in the audience. You know? Ain't that some shit?
Ain't that some shit?
Ain't that some shit?
Remember that?
That's right, baby.
What's another one?
What's that?
Uh-huh.
What's another one? What? Another mullet? I can't.
What's another wrestler that really annoyed the fuck out of me?
You gotta save it for the segment.
Oh, I know. Trust me, I have tons in my mind right now. You don't have to worry about me saving nothing. Fuck the Patriot. Fucking Del Wilkes. He should have been my fuck you wrestler of the week this week. Absolute drizzling shits. Him and Bagwell were tag team champions in fucking WCW.
They were.
What a fucking black mark on those tag team titles.
I can't believe you're hating on Del Wilkes.
Ugh.
He was phenomenal in All Japan.
You want to know something? He was phenomenally garbage in All Japan.
Wow.
Fucking Del Wilkes. More like Dick Wilkes. Dick fuck him.
Wilkes. I can't take it no more.
Him and Nick the Dick would be great fucking tag team champions.
Patriot Guns.
The Patriot Guns. I love it. What was the name of that police tag team they had back in the day? Wasn't there like a police
the tag? State Patrol?
Yes, that's what it was.
Buddy Lee Parker and Who's the other guy? I forget. It was Buddy Lee Parker and somebody else.
There was also, let's not forget about the Quebecers.
I love the Quebecers.
They were great.
Love, that was Pierre.
Pierre Lafitte.
Pierre Lafitte.
And Jacques Rougeau.
Yeah, Pierre trained Kevin Owens.
I thought it was Jacques.
No, it was, well, I think that both of them did, actually.
I like their finishing move.
Oh, he holds him and does the flip?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a cool move.
It was cool.
Yeah.
What was another dark team? I love talking about this shit just off the fly. I love this.
You got the floor, homie.
What about you, homie?
I'm just saying, this is your bag. You know, you want
to
talk.
Listen, I have my own bag. I don't have to do another bag, all right?
Okay, terrific.
By the way, how's that Diet Pepsi you're drinking over there?
It's delicious, thank you.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, terrific.
You know what makes it even better? I bought it for you.
You did. Thank you, pal.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for. Thanks, pal.
I couldn't have energy drinks for like 2 weeks because of that test I took.
I was going to. You want? I came this close to buying you a Red Bull.
I bought a 20-ounce Red Bull today. This morning. I was like, I couldn't drink it. So we stopped at 7-Eleven on our way to the thing, and I was like, I haven't had an energy drink in 2 weeks. And my friend's like, do you need it? I'm like, no, I just want it. I don't need it.
I'm not into Red Bull or Monster or any of that shit.
Yeah. I'm not a coffee person, so.
Why not?
I don't know. I love the smell of it. I love to, when I was a kid, I used to love to grind it. When I was a kid, we had A&P supermarkets, and at the end of each counter, they had a grinding machine.
Oh, yeah.
And you took your beans over there, and you grounded it for your mom. So when she had company, she'd go buy coffee, you know?
There it is.
So it's called something o'clock, 9 o'clock or 5 o'clock coffee. I forget the name of it.
5 o'clock.
Yeah, I think it was 5 o'clock. So, yeah.
Why was it called 5 o'clock?
I have no idea. But it was in a red bag, and like you just bring the stuff over to the machine. And while mom was paying for the groceries, you would pour the shit in there, and it would grind it and give you like a little baggy, like a Folgers baggy, you know?
By the way, I asked Nick, did you enjoy the Fuck You Wrestler of the Week? Because you texted me before. He wanted me to pick the Mountie. I like the Mountie.
So he will never make you Fuck You Wrestler of the Week?
No, I like Mountie.
I like
when he missed it. I was like, you missed it? You dick! Oh, no, I missed. Now I can't see what he says.
Oh, hold on. Good night, Shaylin.
Good night, Shaylin. Thank you very much. I was moving cars around down here at the house.
Yeah. And knowing where he works tonight, a lot of cars.
Yeah, that sucks.
Fucking valet parking. Poor Nick.
Yeah, the valet parker, Nick German. Mr. Valet himself.
Hello!
Fresco! Wow, what else? I think that's it.
I think that's it too, man.
All right, let's call it a night. Let's
call it a night.
I can't believe we went an additional 20 minutes after doing that. Who could forget about this gem of a theme song?
Yeah, no. I want to thank WCW for a fresh throwback tonight.
I would like to thank Larry Zbysko for his terrible commentating.
Yeah.
I would like to thank Bobby Heenan for his great commentary.
Absolutely.
I think him and Tony Schiavone had great chemistry.
Yes. All right, so Choppy will not be here next week.
No.
So it'll be me and somebody else.
You know who had great chemistry?
Who?
Dusty Rhodes and Bobby the Brainy.
It's the best I've ever seen.
The best.
The best.
What is that flippity flip move that he did?
It's the wall games. The wall games. I can't wait for the wall games, if you will. All right. You want to buy a shirt, please go to ProWrestlingTees.com/turnbuckle throwbacks. Please buy a shirt. It helps the show immensely.
Yeah, don't be like Nick German.
No, Nick has a shirt.
No, he doesn't.
You sure about that?
I thought he had a Shining Wizard shirt.
Oh, no. Anyway.
I'm joking.
You want to email us, turnbuckle throwbacks1@gmail.com. You want to tweet us, it's @TBuckleTBacks and @Choppy...
2984.
That's right. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on every fucking platform there is out there. So
we're on YouTube.
We're on YouTube. Go to rantamradio.com, shiningwizardsnetwork.com, turnbuckletorbacks.com.
We're at your mom's house.
Your mom's house, your mom's basement, your dad's mistress's house. No, seriously, support us. Support all our friends.
And we're actually trying. We're going to be trying very hard and very diligently to get you some really good guests.
We're working on some guests.
I think you're going to enjoy the fuck out of this guest we're trying to get. He's one of my favorites of ECW.
Yeah, we're trying. We're trying.
We'll see what happens.
We will see what happens. So, but the next couple of weeks are going to be fresh, so don't forget to tune in.
Fresh to death.
Fresh to dizeth. So, I think that's it.
Do you want to do the Jerry Springer gimmick?
Of course. Of course. I'm reminding all of you to take care of yourselves, each other. Avoid the clap. Don't get arrested. Don't say the N-word, the R-word, the A-word.
I fucked that up already.
You most certainly did. Most certainly did, sir. And just be a good fucking human being, man. Respect people.
Why does your Taz action figure look like a fucking retort?
You leave Taz alone. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Hating on my action figures.
No, I like your action figures. I just think Taz looks like a retard. Shane Douglas was the best looking action figure out of the ECW line.
I guess.
Oh, here we go. I guess.
Rob Van Dam had a fresh figure too, though.
Yeah, you know who else had a really good figure? You know, I'm surprised Bam Bam didn't get a figure with ECW.
Me too.
I thought Lance Storm had a fresh figure too.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
No, we're good. We're good. We'll see you next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Don't forget, next week and every week. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.